Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to our daily inspiration today. Thanks for joining as we look at the Word of God for an encouragement for us today. And I want to continue a little bit with the life of David, drawing out some examples for us based on my recent study of 1 and 2 Samuel. We see in David's life that he went through a lot of trials and hardships as the Lord prepared him for the position or the job of king and leading God's people. And David had to go through a very humiliating time where he was an outcast, an outlaw, basically an outlaw, and Saul was after him very much. And the Lord tested David not once but twice in giving him the opportunity to avenge himself and take Saul's life. But David refused to do that, but said that he would not touch the Lord's anointed and did not avenge himself on Saul. And at the end of 1 Samuel, we read of Saul's death, and in the first chapter of 2 Samuel, we read where David heard about Saul's death. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1, "Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed 2 days in Ziklag, on the third day, behold, it happened that a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dust on his head. So it was when he came to David that he fell to the ground and prostrated himself. And David said to him, 'Where have you come from?' So he said to him, 'I have escaped from the camp of Israel.' Then David said to him, 'How did the matter go? Please tell me.' And he answered, 'The people have fled from the battle. Many of the people are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also.' So David said to the young man who told him, 'How do you know that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead?' Then the young man who told him said, 'As I happened by chance to be on Mount Gilboa, there was Saul leaning on his spear, and indeed the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. Now when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, "Here I am." And he said to me, "Who are you?" So I answered him, "I am an Amalekite." He said to me again, "Please stand over me and kill me, for anguish has come upon me, but my life still remains in me." So I stood over him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them here to my lord." Therefore David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men who were with him. Interesting account of someone who brought the news of Saul's death to David. And I see a lot of similarities in this story. And what sometimes happens today when we don't have this kind of slaughter going on, that in our lives, or that we're closely connected to, there's because of government authority, there is order for the most part in the land, and we don't see, we're not connected to death in this way. we do have is we have a lot of conflict in relationships, just as David had with Saul. And we have a lot of gossip, and we have sin. Just as they had sin, we also have to deal with sin. And I see a similarity here between this young man who came with the news of Saul's death and someone who brings gossip about a person to us. It said there in the second verse that a man came with his clothes torn and dust on his head. And a picture of false humility. When someone is bringing gossip, it is very often it is covered up with humility and concern and a sorrow and so forth, but yet the person may be very happy to tell us some bad news. This young man had a big desire, had a great desire to tell David the bad news of Saul's death, for he thought that David would be relieved, that David would rejoice, David would give him honor. That is the normal human way of responding to the fall of our enemies. When someone who is very much against us falls, the natural response is to be relieved and to say that God has vindicated me. But that was not David's response at all. David refused to rejoice over the death of Saul. He grieved and mourned for him and for Jonathan. We can understand his mourning for Jonathan, since Jonathan was very loyal to him and a good friend of his. But he also mourned for Saul. He acknowledged that, and he was well aware that Saul's ways were wrong, that Saul seeking after David's life was the wrong thing to do. David knew that. But David still mourned for Saul's death. He did not rejoice in gossip. He did not receive gossip gladly. It says in verse 12, and they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. How is it with us when we hear that someone has fallen into sin? Does that grieve us? Do we mourn and sorrow and fast and cry out to the Lord the way that David and his men did here? Or do we think in our heart that they should have seen it coming? This is God. This is God working. And rejoice in someone else's fall. God doesn't rejoice in the destruction of man, and neither should we. David made short work of gossip, and we need to make short work of gossip too. Cut it off. Refuse to hear it. David spoke of Saul. Let me see here, later on in chapter 1, it says that, verse 23, Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. David spoke of the strength of Saul. And then he left it at that. His faults, his failures, he didn't speak of them. spoke of his good points, how he had been strong, a mighty soldier, a mighty warrior on behalf of Israel. Let's be encouraged by this example of David and of David's heart, of the testing and the trial that he went through. And he was able to not be bitter. That is so important for us. If David would have had any bitterness in his heart towards Saul, there is no way that he could have received this news of Saul's death and acted and responded the way that he did. He kept himself free from bitterness. It is so important that we don't let a root of bitterness grow up in our hearts. We can overcome that by God's grace, the power of the Lord Jesus. His blood was shed, and he rose from the dead so that we can have victory. There is life. There is victory in Jesus. May you be blessed today.